like it's your 20th high school reunion. You know what was really interesting about mine? The most popular kids turned out to be the least likely to be happy. While a few of them had moved past the idea that social standing is the most important thing in the world, a bunch spent college and their working lives trying to recapture their status as the queens and kings of the cafeteria. There are a dozen great songs about this sad little phenomenon, like Guster's Homecoming King and Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. For as much as you might envy the kids who lord their popularity over you in school today, chances are pretty good you'll pity them somewhere down the road. Which leads me to the next step on that road to happiness: count on karma. Buddhists believe in reincarnation, the notion that we come back to this world over and over. They think that the quality of our current life is decided by our behavior in our past lives. In other words, the rat you see in the gutter might be reincarnated from a schoolyard bully. They call this belief karma. Now, I don't know about past lives, but I have total faith in what John Lennon called instant karma. I believe that the energy you put out into the world, your karma, comes back to you pretty quickly. That's not a flaky or mystical belief like astrology. Karma, in the what goes around comes around sense of the word, is really just common sense. If you're kind to people, they'll be there for you when you need them. And if you're not, well, let's just say your failures will have a cheering section. When I was in 8th grade, and about as insecure as it's possible to be, the most popular guy in school suddenly decided to be my friend. I was in heaven. We walked through the halls of Middlesex Junior High doing Saturday Night Live skits, and I found myself invited to the same parties he went to. The girls who liked him, the prettiest girls from both junior high schools in Darien, were suddenly calling me, hoping I'd put in a good word for them. For about a month, I basked in the reflected glow of the sun. And then the sun set on me. At a party at our friend Lisa's house, Mr. Popular talked me into doing my lip-synced impression of this singer named Boz Scaggs for a bunch of people. He dimmed the lights, put the song on the stereo, and introduced me. "Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Van Scaggs!" A minute into it, I realized I was being laughed at, and the guy laughing the hardest was the guy who had pushed me to perform for everybody. I stopped, and I found myself glad that the lights were low so no one could see the color of my face. My friend asked why I had stopped, and when I told him I didn't much appreciate being laughed at, he announced, in front of all the kids, that this was a shame because being laughed at was what I did best. He didn't stop there. He went on to do an impression of his own, me trying to do chin-ups in gym. Everybody laughed some more. Then he did me, stammering as I tried to talk to girls. The audience was rolling. I don't remember how I got out of Lisa's family room that night, but I remember hiding in the woods outside her house, wondering how I could ever show my face again. I hated him. For weeks, I wondered what I could do to get back at him, how I could get even. Though there wasn't much I could do, he was much more popular and a lot stronger than I was, that didn't stop me from spending hours planning revenge. In a way, he had more power over my life than ever, because I believed that the only way I'd ever feel good about myself was if I got back at him, if I made him feel as lousy as I did. What I didn't understand was that I was the one making myself feel lousy. He'd moved on to his next victim and wasn't giving me any thought. Not long after, the guy left for another school, and then the strangest thing happened. People started trashing him. He was a jerk, they'd say. Even the most popular girls were suddenly referring to him as a conceited pretty boy. It turns out, I didn't need to do anything to make him look bad, because people didn't like him to begin with. They had laughed at me that night for pretty much the same reason I had performed for them. We all wanted to please Mr. Popular. We had all given him too much power over our lives, and now that we no longer feared him, our collective bad feelings for him sort of exploded out of us. When I noticed that he was never again invited to my classmates' parties, even when he was home on break, I almost felt sorry for him. Almost. When people hurt your feelings, count on karma to make everything right, and move on. The cruelty they've shown you will come back to them. It may take a while, and you may not be around to see it, but it will happen. Once you really understand that, you'll be able to let those people, and the power they have over you, go, and you'll spend a lot less time with the horrible feelings and thoughts that make happiness so hard.